For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears to have been a close call for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro as he was giving a speech at a military event. Officials say drones loaded with explosives detonated close by. They claim it was clearly an attack on Maduro. He wasn't hurt, but some National Guard soldiers were. BBC correspondent Duncan Golestani watched the video.
You can see the President Nicolas Maduro speaking at an event, an outdoor event, and then the camera shakes. He and others look off, and then the transmission cuts away to faces in the crowd. And then if you look, you can see people dispersing away after we now believe was an attempt on Nicolas Maduro's life.
There's no word yet on who is behind the drone attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Police are dispersing crowds in Portland, Oregon.
This is the Portland Police Bureau. Southwest Neo is open to vehicular traffic. You must immediately vacate the roadway and proceed to the sidewalk.
Officers are trying to keep right-wing and anti-fascist protesters away from each other. There have been some clashes among the right-wing marchers, some of whom wore body armor and carried shields. Those were members of the Patriot Prayer Group, founded by Joey Gibson, a Republican who is running for the U.S. Senate in November's midterm elections. Some parts of Europe are seeing record-setting high temperatures this summer. The city of Rome distributed 8,000 bottles of water earlier this week to try to stave off dehydration, while the city's zoo tried blocks of ice and cold fruit to keep tigers and hippos cool. Farmers in Germany and the UK are seeking more than $1 billion in drought aid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham is making his first comments about training camp. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
He says it's a great feeling to return to the field after last season's injury.
It's honestly just great to be back out there. You know, as I've been running around, I remember nights falling asleep downstairs, having to get up to my room and literally having to crawl up three flights of stairs to get to my room. So to be able to walk again, to be able to do the little things, you're very appreciative of being able to be back out there.
As he enters the final year of his rookie contract, the Giants are intensifying talks on a long-term contract extension. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing Russia of violating UN Security Council resolutions that restrict trade with North Korea. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Speaking in Singapore at a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused Russia of violating the resolutions.
If these reports prove accurate, and we have every reason to believe that they are, that would be in violation of UN Security Council Resolution 2375. I want to remind every nation that has supported these resolutions that this is a serious issue and something that we will discuss with Moscow.
I'm John Clemens.